of Gators and Hurricanes, Seminoles and Knights, Panthers and Dolphins, Spartans and Bulls. The state of Florida fields a lot of teams, and for political candidates, it's a land of many lands. Florida's GOP primary, not a melting pot. On this Monday, January 30th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's a Florida political morning all over America, although I wish the temperature would improve here in New York. Welcome back, Celeste.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning.
A look at the political diversity of Florida all hour long. We're also going to take a look at this week's agenda with our regular guests and an update on the Occupy demonstrations on the West Coast will be part of our focus. You're still reacting to a story we reported on last week about whether someone running for public office should be required to speak English fluently.
Hello, this is Austin Gocher from Oklahoma. I'm a pilot, and the federal government requires that we speak English. I don't see what's different about anybody running for government.
Tell us what you think. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But let's begin with the morning's top headlines.
And Mitt Romney appears to be pulling away from Newt Gingrich in the final full day of campaigning before the Florida primary. A new NBC News Marist poll shows the former Massachusetts governor with a 15-point lead over his closest rival. However, that surge isn't slowing the frontrunner, the candidate in Hialeah calling out for Gingrich for his time as a consultant with a bailed-out, failed mortgage giant.
I think the reason that you find it hard to connect with the speaker is that, you know, over the last 15 years, he's been in Washington and he's been working for people like Freddie Mac.
Meanwhile, Gingrich is trying to rev his campaign into motion, capitalizing on a surprise endorsement from Herman Cain and the Tampa Tribune. Appearing just north of Tampa, the former House Speaker says his record is being distorted in the ads run by the Romney campaign.
As a very hard-hitting Reagan conservative, and the idea that that record would be deliberately falsified by a Massachusetts moderate using money from Wall Street is really about as big an outrage as I've had in my career.
Rick Santorum took some time away from the stump over the weekend when his young daughter was hospitalized with pneumonia. Ron Paul has pretty much stayed out of Florida. Instead, he's focusing on upcoming caucus states like Maine. We're going to talk much more about this all this hour.
Overseas to Syria, where state television says an armed terrorist group has blown up a gas pipeline. The pipeline is said to carry gas to an area near the border with Lebanon. Anti-government protesters also reported gunfire and explosions in the suburbs of Damascus, the capital. President Bashar al-Assad has blamed what he calls terrorists for the country's 10-month-old uprising. The United Nations is beginning a three-day inspection tour of Iran's nuclear facilities. Iran's foreign minister says the visits will produce an understanding despite global concerns of the country trying to build nuclear weapons.
Facebook could file papers this week for its initial public offering. That's according to reports in the Wall Street Journal and Financial Times. It's expected to be one of the biggest Wall Street debuts when it occurs. Analysts say the company will be valued at as much as $100 billion. Morgan Stanley reportedly the bank leading that deal. And The Help was the big winner at last night's Screen Actors Guild Awards in Los Angeles. The film about the South during the beginning of the civil rights era took home three top honors, including outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. Its leading lady, Viola Davis, got Best Actress. She says the movie's message goes beyond the 1960s.
The stain of racism and sexism is not just for people of color or women. It's all of our burden. All of us.
Co-star Octavia Spencer also won Best Supporting Actress.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down for Wall Street, so it's negative all over the world this morning. The Dow gets underway at 12,660. The S&P opens at 1,316. And the Nasdaq begins trading about 3.5 hours from now at 2816. Later this hour, as GOP presidential candidates fight for voters in Florida, we're going to take a look at the very different voting blocks. You might call them different planets in the Sunshine State. And what does the Florida primary, Facebook, possibly going public have in common? All of the stories we'll be talking about on this week's agenda later this hour. But first, we begin in Florida. Latino voters faced with a conundrum, who to support and whether there's any enthusiasm over the GOP generally. It's a test of the GOP's national message. We'll be talking with Anna Sale in just a moment.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.